North Battleford. The Battlefords are a significant part of Saskatchewan's history and are connected to the experiences of Indigenous peoples. This region, which includes Fort Battleford, was a focal point in the story of Treaty 6, an agreement that promised peace, provisions, and land in exchange for Indigenous peoples' land. Office of the Treaty Commissioner Speaker's Bureau members Aaron Tutusis and Lyndon J. Linklater discussed the historical elements of the Battlefords and its relation to implementing the provisions of Treaty 6 at the Fort Battleford National Historic Site in December. Brian Tutusis also shared his insights. The Battle of Cutknife on May 2, 1885, of course, begins here. We don't think much of the fort. But this is where Lieutenant Colonel William Otter came with his troops. He took the train to Swift Current and marched his troops up here. Major General Frederick Middleton was coming up from Fort Qu'Appelle, and Otter was coming from Swift Current. It was part of their strategic plan, said Tutusis, the son of local historian Eric Tutusis. The whole expedition was put into place to control the Indians here. I used Indians because we want to maintain that history and that reference in history as we would. We call it resistance when we talk about trying to reconcile things, reconcile history. It was not a rebellion. We went through 100 years of history dominated by non-Indians and non-Indigenous peoples. We're writing books about our people. He added that the Indigenous peoples of the New World, when Christopher Columbus arrived in the late 1400s, were known as Indians first since, during that time, India as a country did not yet exist, and the region was known as Bharat. Established in the late 19th century, Fort Battleford was a military outpost intended to enforce and manage the relationship between the settlers and the First Nations based on the treaty. The treaty, however, is far more complicated, as it became both a symbol of colonial power and a place of tension, conflict, and resistance for Indigenous peoples. Brian Tutusis, an elder of the Poundmaker Cree Nation, said it is essential to learn and teach everyone about the proud history of First Nations peoples. There were maps, boundaries. But there were no boundaries before the signing of Treaty 6. There is much history. Today, it is essential to remember that we should partner with our Cree, First Nations, or Indian peoples to interpret our history. We have to start planning and try to bring children, so this is a good way to explain the history, said Brian Tutusis. We must take responsibility to try and teach as much as possible. To teach what we're like. To teach, for example, November 11th is Veterans Day. You talk about etymology and what makes that word. Before treaties, there are no veterans. We had warriors and fighters before that. What is important now is that when we talk to kids and have our ceremonies and dances, we teach our children, university, high school, or kindergarten students. We got to bring them here, Fort Battleford. Linklater backed up Brian Tutusis, adding that what is being done at the Fort Battleford National Historic Site helps people learn what is recorded in history. He even quoted the 2023 film Napoleon, in which the former French leader said, "History is nothing more than lies agreed upon." When I went to school, I learned history from books. Who wrote those books? Whoever wrote those books controlled the narrative. What's happening here is the truth being told, and it is a significant time you're living in, called Truth and Reconciliation. It is important not to forget the truth. The truth is hard to listen to sometimes, said Linklater, an Ojibwe or Anishinaabe on their language on his father's side. It's a big world. All of us belong to it. In our history, as people, we fight. In this history, in this country, there has been fighting that happened in the past. But today is a new day. I want to live in a world where it shouldn't matter what color of skin I have, how I pray, how I dress, or which pronouns I use. I want to live in a world where it shouldn't matter. Linklater, from the Thunderchild First Nation, said the reservations were created after the signing of Treaty 6 in 1876, which became essential to Canada's colonial expansion. Indigenous leaders agreed to terms that promised land, food, and other supplies in exchange for the Canadian government's acquisition of vast tracts of land. The ones who signed put their mark on the treaty, created these places called Indian reservations. They start to pop up. There was this leader, Thunderchild, who said, "I'm not going to put my mark. I don't trust these guys. They say one thing, but they do another. I will go live with how we've been living thousands of years, recalled Linklater. He added that with more settlers coming in, his people starving due to food scarcity, and the buffalo almost extinct, Thunderchild was forced to sign the treaty in what is now known as Sounding Lake, Alberta. Fort Battleford played a significant role in implementing these promises, serving as a distribution point for provisions like food and goods that were supposed to support the Indigenous signatories. However, these provisions were often delayed, insufficient, or mismanaged, leaving many First Nations in a state of deprivation and frustration. Fort Battleford became central to the treaty's role in provisioning, which was not just about delivering goods but also a place for conflict negotiation, representing the broader issues of colonial control. The treatment of resources was inconsistent, leaving many communities struggling to survive and contributing to a growing sense of betrayal and mistrust. While Fort Battleford reminds us of colonial authority, it is also a place where Indigenous peoples resisted and negotiated for their rights and survival. The commemorative events marking this milestone provide a space to examine how these colonial structures impacted Indigenous communities and continue to affect their relationships with the Canadian government. Many injustices have occurred, things were wrong, and we're learning about them today. During the rebellion in 1895, I heard a story about this man from my grandmother, Mai Kukum. The Nahiawak people did not want to fight, and they were supposed to carry a white flag as a sign of surrender. But they were from different cultures, and who will be the one to tell them that? Said Linklater, who added the Nahiawak representative was shot after getting off from his horse. The signing of Treaty 6 did not mark the end of the struggle for the Indigenous peoples involved. Many of the promised benefits were slow to materialize, and the reserves designated for Indigenous nations were often too small and poorly managed. Tutusis, a Plains Cree from the Poundmaker Indian Reserve, said the failures of what was promised on Treaty 6 contributed to widespread dissatisfaction and set the stage for subsequent conflicts, including the resistance during the Northwest Rebellion of 1885. Battleford was the capital of the Northwest Territories years ago. You've got battles here. It was an important military outpost for the Canadian government, but it also symbolized resistance for many Indigenous peoples who sought to protect their land and rights. The Battle of Battleford, which occurred during the 1885 Northwest Rebellion, remains one of the defining moments in the region's history, said Tutusis. The events surrounding the 1885 resistance further complicate the legacy of Fort Battleford. Indigenous fighters, led by leaders like Big Bear, fought to assert their sovereignty in response to the government's failure to honor the terms of Treaty 6. The resistance was not a sudden attack but a strategic defense, as Indigenous warriors prepared for the inevitable confrontation with the Canadian military. He added that the narrative that emerged in the colonial press had exaggerated casualty reports and painted the battle as a violent uprising rather than a struggle for survival and justice. These mischaracterizations have persisted over time, obscuring the true nature of the Indigenous resistance and further complicating the region's history. The OTC's Speakers Bureau has helped promote the history of the treaties and the narratives that have long excluded Indigenous perspectives, fostering a deeper understanding of the complexities surrounding the implementation of Treaty 6.